just a great vibe here in London. You know, to be across the pond here and all this legendary stuff, to really be on top of it. Been great. Bear fans everywhere.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. We can see pretty far, but we can't see across the pond, which is the site of the next Bears win, and a guy with his hand on the pulse of all of it is right there to break out the Bandito himself with Da Bus. It is Timmy from the bus. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you, Dane. Yeah, it's really something here, by the way. London is what a fantastic place. We're located right in the center of London, London town. We've been doing the tour thing, checking out stuff. It's just a great vibe here in London. Bear fans everywhere. I can't imagine how many Bear fans are going to be in Tottenham on Sunday, because they are all over the streets here in London.
So you say that the Bears, are they more represented? Because I know that's one of the things that they said, is that there's just a kind of a universal NFL fan vibe, that if you have a jersey from any team, you're welcome there. But you feel like the Bears are more represented than the Jaguars?
Well, heavily with the influx of the tourists and fans like us that are coming in. But, you know, you're spot on when you say that about the fact that it's more about the NFL and not a team here, right? So as we're going from pub to pub and we're talking with people, I have the Bears suit on today, of course.
Of course.
And I keep bumping into these, you know, these Brits that like the NFL. I mean, they're very interested in it. They're big fans of the NFL, and they pick these teams. But the way they pick them, obviously not being raised here, they have these random little things they tell me that for some reason or another, there's a Commander fan. For some reason or another, they're a Raiders fan, you know. But it's not like back home. The traditions run different here. But NFL definitely, without a doubt, has its footprint on the ground here in the UK.
How do they choose their team? So you see Bear fans that are from England. Is it that they maybe know or have a family member in Chicago? Do they just like the logos? Are they fans of maybe one or two of the players for some reason? How do they choose which team to follow?
Well, it seems the vibe overall now, when we're talking strictly Bear fans here, is, if you can recall, the Bears were the first ones to really come over the pond back in 86, right after the Super Bowl. And they came here and played a game. I don't know if it was a preseason game or whatever they did. But that really, for some reason, resonated with the Brits, the Bears. So they seem to be the biggest fans of the NFL directed towards one team, are the Bear fans. And I think that's because that was 1986 when they came here. There's a photo of the Bears walking across Abbey Road, the street right there, back in 86. And that says a lot, too. So the fans around here, as far as the NFL goes, there's Jags fans and there's Commanders fans, just for these little reasons. But once again, I think Bears fans, because they were here first a long time ago, it really resonates with this sports core out here.
Well, as a Pied Piper for Bears fans, wherever you go, wherever Timmy from the bus goes, the Bear fans are going to follow. I saw some of the pictures on Facebook where you were at Buckingham Palace. You were walking across Abbey Road. So what's it been? Obviously, you're there for the game, but there's a lot to see.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the biggest things we did, you know, getting here yesterday and resting up and getting ready, we definitely wanted to get out on the streets and feel the vibe of London town and really see what it's like out here. You know, usually I'm rushed and I don't have time for this kind of thing. But out here, we set aside a lot of time. And I mean, it's amazing to be at these iconic places. Like you said, Buckingham Palace. Actually, Abbey Road, when I stood on that very spot where the Beatles were prior to crossing that street, the hair was standing on my arms. I had the chills. It's really something to be, you know, to be across the pond here and all this legendary stuff, to really be on top of it. Been great. It's a great vibe. It's really wonderful here.
Here's the thing, too, is the Bears have picked a great time to go off and be ambassadors for the league. They're playing their best right now, but this is one of those games. I think if they can win this game and it's winnable, then they are really setting themselves up, and I think the momentum is there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, the way we started out stumbling a little bit there and then coming back and, you know, the way we played Carolina, obviously that instilled a lot of hope with what's going on here. Now you got to keep in mind that Jacksonville plays here all the time. But I heard that because of the weather, the Jacksonville wasn't arriving until today. Now, you know, I mean, we're all human, and that could be a big advantage for the Bears, because you definitely get that's a long flight. I don't care if it's a private jet and you're stretched out, whatever you're doing in a lease jet, that's a long ride. And it takes a minute to recover. So, you know, I got in yesterday, for instance. I forced myself to stay awake to get on my body clock right. I'm still not there all the way. And that's going to be the same with them. So I think that's an advantage for the Bears, is that the Jags couldn't get here. And definitely, I definitely expect to win here on Sunday.
When you got to get your body clock right, you know that you have to break out the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee. And of course,
yes, you do.
Of course, you're doing that. Did you? We know that you did. Of course, customs, we can't divulge it fully, but obviously you've smuggled some in. And
there's always a way to do things, Dane, right?
I guess, right? Like a drug mule, right? We don't want to talk about it. It's a family show, but we know where the Bandito went. So last thing before that, obviously leading the way in a bunch of ways on the tailgate side. Before we came on the air, you mentioned that when they're sort of enjoying having a beer or whatever, they like to do it outside. I think that that's great. On the tailgate side, are you teaching them? Are you extending the olive branch of international relations? How do they tailgate? Do they tailgate? Do they understand the concept, or are you teaching that too?
Great question. So, as I was trying to put everything together here and really trying to get a traditional tailgate going, that's just not what they do here. Tailgates, we're going to be at the Antwerp. That's the bar we're going to be at. It's across from Tottenham. I think it opens a little early, like 10 a.m. on Sunday. But the culture here is completely different. So, we don't have the canopies and the grills going and things like that. This is basically where you're going to take a bar, use that as your station. Again, you're able to drink outside and do things like that. And they have, pub-type food. So as I really tried and pushed with these meetings I had with people to get canopies out there on the green, which is their park. They call it the green. I wanted canopies out there. I wanted some grills out there. I wanted to do what we do and bring it over. But it's just not part of their tradition. Logistically, it wasn't going to work for me able to pull that off. So the way we figure is, when in Rome, we party with the Romans, right? We're going to do what they do, and we're going to have a great time doing it.
It's going to be great. Tim, of course, we know the next administration, no matter who wins the election, they have to have the Department of the Tailgate, right? And you can be the secretary of the tailgate, and then you can go off as an ambassador of all of those great ideas and great times and instill the tailgating culture around the world to bring people together as the Bears move on to victory. So we'll let you go, Tim, but we'll check in with you after the game. Enjoy it, and of course, be able to celebrate and lead the way for all those Bear fans as the Bears bear down in Britain for another big victory.
Well, thank you, Dane. Looking forward to seeing you once we get back for the 3-game homestand. Again, we'll have the Bandito and Barbecue rocking out there at the Chicago Bears Tailgating Club. We know that, right? We'll be in touch, man. Thank you very much for your time, everybody. Let's bear down. We're out here repping hard, by the way. We got our boots on the ground, and we're repping hard for all of the fans back home. Let's go, Bears.
Tim Challey is in uniform. He is over there in England cheering the Bears on to victory. Thanks, Tim. Be safe and go, Bears.
Thank you, Dane. Talk soon, buddy.